Well, let's bring him in, Mike Cossey. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Well, we were NFL'd again last night.
Oh, yeah.
The Patriots lost. Brady threw a couple of interceptions, and
they played terrible.
Yeah. We're 50.
Here's the setup. Here's the big setup. You ready for it?
Yeah.
They lost to Miami.
Yep.
They didn't play good the week before. They're playing the Steelers this week. They'll crush the Steelers.
Probably, yeah.
Because everybody's, oh, they lost to Miami. Yeah, okay. Watch what happens this week.
Well, anyway, it's pretty amazing.
Yes, the no logic league strikes again.
No freaking logic league.
Well, I was being nice.
Yeah, I know. All right, so with that out of the way, Rangers lost.
Yeah, they played terrible too. Yeah. No offense last night against Dallas. Dallas comes in, beats them in a shootout 2-1. Once again, the Queen didn't play last night, so you got some good goaltending by the Rangers, kept them in this game. But a big L hung up yesterday. They get 1 point because of that baloney tie stuff, and everybody gets points, and the NFL, the NHL's point totals are all skewed. But they get 1 point, but they lose the game to Dallas, which wasn't good for them. But on the plus side, the Islanders beat Washington 3-1. Washington's been playing a lot better of late. The Islanders kind of so-so, so a big, big win for the Islanders last night, beating Washington 3-1. Tonight, the Kings go to New Jersey to play the Devils. The Kings are probably the best team out west, and we'll see how the Devils answer the bell for this one.
All right, let's see. Where else do we want to go in sports? How about more talk about the California Angels and the New York Yankees trades? Both approved.
What are they going to get, Mike Trout?
They're both approved. Both approved by Major League Baseball. It's the thing that makes it shady, and you hate to say this, is that, and you would hate to think that he would actually do this to benefit the Yankees, but Derek Jeter being.
Well, let me just go through something for you. They're talking about what a terrible team the Marlins are, okay? Here's their starting lineup. Realmuto hit .278 last year, 17 home runs. Stanton hit .281, 59 home runs. Christian Yelich, .282, 18 home runs, 81 RBIs. Justin Bour, .289, 25 home runs, 83 RBIs. D. Gordon, 2 home runs, 33 RBIs, hit .308. Their best player, Marcell Ozuna, 37 home runs, 124 RBIs, hit .312. This is a competing team. All they need is a couple of pitchers, like everybody else, and this team goes from okay to pretty darn good. You get rid of D. Gordon, your second leading hitter in batting average. You get rid of Stanton, your leader in home runs and RBIs. You're destroying the team. This team does not have to be torn apart to rebuild. They just need a couple of pieces. This team is miles ahead of the Mets before Derek Jeter and company started putting the wrecking ball to it, putting up their fake language of however else you want to put what they did. That's why I haven't heard anything about it, and I haven't heard anybody say it, because probably nobody has the gumption to say it except us. Where's the commissioner? I've known baseball trades that got knocked down between teams because it was not for the betterment of baseball. You tell me how these trades, getting rid of Giancarlo Stanton for the guy Starling Castro, makes this team better. And you could say, well, they got to get rid of the money that they spent. Well, they didn't have to get rid of the money they spent with those six names that I just mentioned if they went out and got themselves a pitcher or two. I just don't get it. How a team is allowed to do what they're doing down there is beyond me. And Stanton comes out. He wanted to get out of Miami because of the way the team's being run. Well, nobody asks Stanton, well, do you mean how it's being run today or last year? Because if I'm in Miami today with the psychopath that's running the team up in the front office, I want out too. Because now what are you going to do with those other players I named? Marcell Ozuna is probably like 24, 25 years old, one of the best players, young players in baseball. He's going to want to go. Christian Yelich is going to want to go. So now you started an exodus from your team. How's it going to end? I don't know. But the problem is with Major League Baseball allowing this trade to the Yankees to take place. Not only to the Yankees. Now, if they made this trade for Stanton to the Yankees and they got the shortstop, they got another young player, if they got three young players that are automatic into the lineup to produce for this team, I could say this was a good team. Both teams benefited from it. But when you're telling me that Starlin Castro's being traded for Giancarlo Stanton and it's a good trade for both teams because one team's losing payroll, I'm not a follower of the P.T. Barnum school of logic.
All right. So there's that. Okay, there's that. You know, years ago, if you had a matchup of the Los Angeles Lakers and the New York Knicks, it was big news. Big news. People would stay up late to watch Knicks on the West Coast. People on the West Coast would watch. No one cares anymore.
No.
They're two beautiful franchises that are just thrown down the drain.
They're two battleships in the scrapyard waiting to get dismantled. But for the Knicks, at least there's a little glimmer of light.
Yeah,
I mean,
there is. Yeah.
The Knicks are stepping in the right direction. Maybe they need to trade Porzingis. I'm starting to think he's too soft. He's a lot of talent, but, I mean, what good is the talent if he's not playing? So maybe they can make a Jeter move and trade Porzingis and get half of the Golden State Warriors for him. Who knows? But if you're a Laker fan, there's no hope in sight there. This kid Ball was supposed to turn it around, according to the media, which was just pumping laughing gas into a captive audience. And, you know, that's not going to happen. But, yeah, I mean... Well, it's you know what, Marshall? It's been a pretty long time since the Lakers and the Knicks were a big card.
I was going to say,
pretty long time.
People probably would not even remember it.
They won't remember four out of the starting ten.
Yeah, it's amazing.
You could give away tickets for that today. Name four out of the starting ten in the Lakers-Knicks lineup that when it really meant something in you know, you can go see some band somewhere or something like that.
We'll put it this way. There's three heydays for the Knicks. The Patrick Ewing era, which they never won an NBA title, but at least they were competitive.
You know, that's like 25 years ago.
Well, then the next one would be the Willis Reed, Dave DeBuscher era, which is like 40 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Knick fans, if you're a new Knick fan, just look that up. Google Dave DeBuscher, Willis Reed, New York Knicks, and Patrick Ewing, New York Knicks.
DeBuscher, Reed,
Frazier.
The senator from Bradley. Frazier and Earl Monroe. How's that? I got him.
Not too bad.
I got him. And I was a little kid.
And guess who was a backup on that team?
Phil Jackson.
There you go.
He came in for 3 minutes a game, folks.
That's right. With his
coat hanger shoulders.
Yeah, Phil Jackson. That's how long ago it was. Unbelievable.
Yeah?
Unbelievable. All right, Mike, we'll speak to you tomorrow.
One more thing.
Yeah.
The Ball brothers are signing a one-year deal to play in Lithuania, that basketball hotbed.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
There you go. The GM is Virginius Sakukas. There you go.
Well, Sakukas took him. All right, Mike. Take care.
Have a great day, guys.
Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club.